The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Woo-hoo. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. It is Friday, March 9th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Those blue little checks on Twitter. That's how you know that account is actually that person. Sometimes it's a very long wait before you can get authorized by Twitter, but it looks like they're ready to ease that process. In a live stream yesterday, Twitter CEO actually revealed that they have plans to open up verification for everybody. They want to do this by Twitter not getting in the way of people so they can verify more facts about themselves, and that way Twitter doesn't get to be the judge or imply any bias on their part. Now, the problem is, though, that's about as far as they went discussing this matter. No info about how we're supposed to imply that, hey, look, it's really me. Hopefully they'll give us a little bit more details come next week. Are you a fan of VPN Tunnel Bear? And do you hate McAfee? Then you may no longer be a fan of VPN Tunnel Bear. That's because McAfee, yeah, they just acquired it. Now, those of you who don't know what Tunnel Bear is, yes, it's a VPN founded in Toronto, well, quite a few years ago, actually. And it gained popularity probably because of that cute-looking little bear there. So why did McAfee go and decide, yeah, they wanted the bear? They said the investment is a strategic one for McAfee's consumer businesses. So it will further showcase our commitment to help keep our customers online data and browsing private. That is, unless we want to look at it. No, he didn't say that, but that's probably what they're thinking. Of course, we all know who McAfee is. Yeah, that's one of those online security firms with their software that completely slows down your computer. Then they were bought in 2010 for $7.7 billion by Intel, which then later became the Intel Security Group before it was actually spun out last year as an independent company, meaning Intel only owns 49% of it now. Been going throughout your day and say, yeah, I like that song. What's that song called? Can't remember how it even goes. I don't know anything about it, but I know that song. Well, Alexa will know it for you now. Yep, that's right. Alexa can now find those tunes that have been racking your brain all week long. Of course, you're going to be doing this listening to Amazon Music. Yeah, that's the only place where it's compatible with right now. All you have to do is ask Alexa and say in general terms to find music you listened to earlier or played something you haven't actually recently heard. Something like, hey, Alexa, play that song by so and so that I was listening to just the other day. Or Alexa, play me something I haven't listened to in a long while. You can even get more detailed and say, Alexa, can you play that jazz tune I was just listening to just a couple of weeks ago? And funny enough, she will actually try and find the song for you. Although not always 100% foolproof, it has actually looked pretty impressive. Try doing that with Siri. Finally, ever had one of those days where it just feels like the clock is just getting slower and slower and slower? Now, most of the time, yeah, it's all completely psychological, but not if you're living in Europe. Apparently, over the last few months, there's been some Europeans that have noticed, the time keeps getting a little shorter and shorter and shorter. And no, it's not because they need to replace their batteries in their clocks. No, it really is happening. And believe it or not, some clocks are running up to even 6 minutes shorter than they were. Why the hell is this happening? Well, it's because of a dispute between the Kosovo and Siberia over who's going to pay the electric bill. Really? Well, let's make some sense of this. First, you need to know that clocks in many of these household devices use the frequency of electricity to keep time. Electric power is delivered to their homes in the form of an alternating current, where the direction of the flow of electricity switches back and forth many times a second. Basically, it's all down to hertzes, which in Europe is about 50 hertz, 60 hertz if you're in the U.S. Well, apparently, manufacturers in the 1930s, they actually kept track of this feature so that your clock would always be on time, never anticipating that somebody would be fighting over who pays the electric bill. Apparently, because of this, the alternating current caused by imbalances between supply and demand on the grid, this has been messing with all the clocks. So apparently, until these two governments can come together and figure out, okay, who's going to pay the electric bill, in the famous words of Steve Miller, time's just going to keep on slipping, slipping, slipping. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, blog, reviews are also there too. All of that's powered by UK2.net. Go on over, check it out for yourself. We have so much content for you to look at and subscribe to. Also, like our Facebook page and Instagram, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. Give me a follow on Twitter if you like to at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our BTN community with our Slack room. If you haven't joined us, please come on over. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday. Have an even better weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.